بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear brothers and sisters, today as we look upon a world that seems to be increasingly out of control and on the path of self-destruction, I can hardly blame anyone who feels depressed about that. We the people sometimes feel helpless to change conditions or rulers or their decisions and actions, which at least in our democracies are all done in our name. Yet we watch in horror, in anger and despair, while all kinds of oppression is disguised and camouflaged in pleasant sounding jargon, the product of wordsmiths who appear to be the most sought after professionals, especially by every oppressive dictator. We want change to happen, and we want it to happen fast. The question to ask is, what are we willing to do about making it happen? The first thing to do is to remember that we are in a race. We are living the test. We are on a journey at the end of which is Jannah, insha'Allah. We didn't come here to relax. We didn't come here to have a holiday. We came here to work. We came here to demonstrate to the world a way of life that leads to peace and harmony and happiness in this life and Jannah in the hereafter, inshallah. The thing to do is to stay on the path. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in Surah Al-Fatiha to ask for steadfastness on the path. Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim. On this path, every graduation, every test is a graduation point, with the difference that there is no punishment. We are given the right answers in advance. We get rewarded for trying. Our mistakes are forgiven. And what we have left is the lesson as the prize of that test. While we are in the test, our dua is accepted and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His blessings on us. That is good news. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us two reasons why He tests us. And He taught us what to do when we are tested. And what the result of that is, if we follow the path that He showed us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and certainly we shall test you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and lives and fruits, but give glad tidings to the sabireen, the people who are patient and perseverant, who when afflicted with calamity, they say truly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we belong and truly to Him we shall return. They are those on whom are the salawat, the blessings from their Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu. And they are those who receive His mercy, and it is they who are the guided ones. Let us reflect on this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us three things. First one, that we will be tested. There is no doubt about this. Tests will come. We will be tested. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how to respond when we are tested. And how's that? By sabr and by saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. And the third one is Allah told us what is the result of behaving this way. Ulaika alayhim salawatu min rabbihim wa rahmah. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun. These are the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is certifying and saying, these are the rightly guided people, and on them is my blessing, and on them is my rahmah, my mercy. We do not and should not ask for tests. We don't make this dua. But when we are tested, Qadar Allah, if we behave with dignity, if we don't complain, and we remember that all that we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to him is our return, then inshallah we will receive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing and forgiveness. Ask yourself, what is the value of that in this dunya wal akhirah? What is the value of the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fi dunya wal akhirah. Just sit in silence and reflect and feel this blessing. What is the meaning of blessing of Allah? What will happen if I have this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now as I am speaking to you? And what will happen to us in the akhirah if we are those who Allah has blessed and then we are resurrected before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We will be named and shown, this is the person who Allah has blessed. What do you think is the result of that in the akhirah? It's a no-brainer, I know that, but we need to sit and reflect and get this into ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us another reason why we have problems. He told us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah does not change the good condition of a people as long as they do not change their state of goodness themselves. As they say, a great fortress is never conquered from outside. It is conquered from inside. So we must introspect and we must ask ourselves what we did to attract the anger of Allah. I don't think that needs too much of effort. You know, as Bob Dylan says, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. We just need to listen to that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us also why he allows this to happen. Sometimes people say, why is this happening? Why so much suffering if there is God? The suffering is not because there is God. The suffering is because you and I don't do anything about it. So Allah told us what to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us why this happens. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rum, زَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ آقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُشْرِكِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means evil, sins, calamities, disease, and so on and so forth has appeared on the land and the sea because of what the hands of people, the hands of men have earned by what they do, their deeds. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah may liyuziqahum ba'da alladhi amilu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may make them taste a part. Zaiqa, tasting, not eating the whole thing, just tasting. Taste a part of that which they have done, in order that they may return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by repenting and seeking Allah's forgiveness. And Allah says, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, travel in the land, go and look in the land and see what was the end of those before you. Most of them were mushrikun. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Sajda, وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and verily, we will make them taste of the near torment in this dunya, small punishment, prior to the supreme torment in the hereafter. May Allah save us from that, in order that they may return and repent. They may repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, see the mercy of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, even in this. He does what is the equivalent of a slap on the wrist to warn us not to put our hands in the fire. The small punishment, which itself seems to be so massive and unbearable, reminds us of the real punishment that we can save ourselves from if we repent and change our ways. We are living in the middle of that. We are living in the middle of that. In terms of this COVID, we are living literally in the middle of a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for relief from this test. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve the whole world from this test. But Allah told us the condition of being relieved from. When does the test end? When you learn the lesson. If the lesson is not learned, tests are repeated. History repeats itself for one reason only, because people don't learn. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this world a place of cause and effect. وَاللَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Allah said in this dunya is for the, and on the akhirah of course, for a human being is only that which he works for, nothing else. To get something, we must do something. Results are proportionate to effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised results to those who make the effort. And our own life experience shows us that this is true. So let's stop complaining and let us look at what we need to do to get the results we want. Rasulullah's life gives us the blueprint for action. Trust in Allah and make the best effort possible. No shortcuts, no games. Since difficulties are the results of our evil actions and disobedience, then it follows that changing our ways will result in the changing of our circumstances. Islam doesn't stop us from creating and implementing strategies of this world, but it draws our attention first and foremost to the cause of success or failure of any strategy, and that is the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. فما بعد، فقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My brothers and sisters, a strategy that has the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bound to succeed, while one which does not have the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is destined to fail. As a change leadership consultant in my corporate role, let me tell you the three critical steps that we individually and collectively must take to succeed in our turnaround strategy. Number one, face the brutal facts. Don't look at the world with rose-tinted glasses. Don't pretend nothing is wrong. Face the brutal facts. What have I been doing with myself? What have we been doing collectively with our society as Muslims? Number two, connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek His forgiveness, and devise a strategy that pleases Him jalla jalaluhu. Factor Allah into the equation because He is in it anyway. Number three, prepare to work with steadfastness long term for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. No instant coffee, no quick fixes. We need to work hard, we need to work steadfastly, we need to work without looking for praise and confirmation from anybody else. Work only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah knows what we do. No fanfare, no Facebook, no Instagram posts, nothing. Do your work sincerely and do it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will speak about all this in more detail in the future, but for now I will suffice to simply list these three steps for your reflection and consideration. Now let me begin with a word of hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assured us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. In Surah Talaq, Allah said, Allah will grant after hardship ease. And then He said something even more powerful and wonderful and hopeful. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. In Surah Al-Insyirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so verily with the hardship there is relief. Verily with the hardship there is relief. The Mufassirin have said Allah mentioned relief twice with one hardship, and therefore the relief will always overcome the hardship. We can understand that relief and ease follows hardship, but what is ease with hardship? Ask yourself, what is your reflex action? For example, if you stub your toe or you hurt yourself somewhere. I'm not talking about the, you know, the expletives and so on. We have ruined our vocabulary that the right thing doesn't come out. But anyone with a practicing Muslim who is connected to Allah, as soon as he hits something, he's Allah. Allah. You know, the word instantly, Allah, because you are in pain. I remember my mother, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus without hisab, inshallah. When I was very little, I must have been maybe, you know, 2-3 years old or something. Anytime I hurt myself, running around, I stub my toe, I fall down, graze my knees or something. My mother would say, dua karo, dua karo, dua karo. She would say, make dua, she won't let me cry. She would say, do dua, make dua, make dua. I say, why? He said, because you are hurt, Allah will accept your dua. Make dua. From the, I was a little kid, I remember this so clearly. Now, we don't ask for suffering, but there's great comfort to know that when it happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our dua when we are hurting. The Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that even a thorn does not prick the foot of a believer, but Allah forgives a sin for that. Now remember that suffering is not confined to Muslims. Everybody suffers. Disease is not confined to Muslims. Everyone gets it. But we have the benefit of knowing that we can call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa al-hayyul qayyum. He is established and he is living. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He is all powerful and he has the power over everything. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. Whatever he wants, he can wish. And whatever he wishes will happen. Whatever he orders will happen. هُوَ سَمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. He is the one who hears and he is the one who sees real time. وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. And he knows what is in our hearts. اللَّهُ لَتِيفٌ بِعِبَادِهِ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْقَبِيُّ الْعَزِيزُ. Allah is very kind, very generous, completely and totally knowledgeable about everything to do with his slaves. And he gives provisions to whoever he wants, as much as he wants. And he is Al-Qawi Al-Aziz. He is strong and he is mighty. He is Allah. Huwa Allah. La ilaha illa hu. And there is no one worthy of worship except him. This is our Rabb. This is the one you pray to. This is the one I pray to. Never forget that. In the middle of any hardship, we know that that hardship is nothing compared to the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because that hardship is happening to you as an individual, or it is happening to us as a community on a planet the size of which is less than a grain of sand on a beach compared to this universe. This planet in this galaxy, the Milky Way, the significance of the Earth on the Milky Way is non-existent. It's like a pinprick. And this Milky Way is one of billions of galaxies in the visible universe, which is a minuscule part of the actual universe. That is actually a ridiculous statement, because we don't know how big the actual universe is. In that whole thing, and who created all of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, to whom we worship. So what is your difficulty? What is my difficulty if Allah wants to remove it? And we say, Alhamdulillah, 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 Allah gave us the ability and the way to reach Him without anybody in between. My brothers and sisters, therefore the first thing to do when we are suffering is to make dua for relief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to answer our dua. And He will do so at a time which is best for that. And that is why we must keep asking and we must keep making dua. And we must not give up. We must not say, I've been asking for so long and nothing happened, so what's the use? No, it's our job to ask. So keep asking until we receive. That is the meaning of iman. That is the meaning of tawakkul. That is the meaning of faith. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah said, every one of you will have his dua answered as long as he is not impatient. And says, I have made dua, but I was not answered. In another narration, Rasulullah said, the slave will continue to have his du'as answered as long as he does not ask for sin or for cutting of family ties, and he is not impatient. They asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is impatience? Rasulullah said that the slave says, I have made dua again and again, but I have not seen an answer. He becomes frustrated with that and gives up making dua. And this hadith is sahih, muttafaqun alayh, Bukhari and Muslim. My brothers and sisters, I want to close by saying, the antidote to frustration is to remember what I said in the beginning. We are on a journey. We are not in a destination. We are on a journey. This is a race, the destination of which is insha'Allah Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab. Our job is to keep steadfast. Our job is to keep walking, no matter how slow. And remember that our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu is watching. He is helping. He is pointing us out to the Malaika, the Muqarrabun, and showing us with us, with pride, and saying, see, these are my slaves. These are my slaves. For despite our weakness, we don't give in, because we have faith in Him Jalla Jalalu. It is not for nothing that your position is higher than that of the Malaika. Because the Malaika do good, but they have no choice in the matter. They have no temptation. But when you do good, you do that despite temptation. You do good despite having a choice not to do that good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one who appreciates that more than my Rabb Jalla Jalalu. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide you from sources that you cannot imagine. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you what you ask and then to add to it from His generosity and grace. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you in a state of iman and yaqeen, to fill your hearts with tawakkul, to fill your hearts with His noor, to fill your hearts with the hub of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take you in a state of iman and yaqeen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take you in a state where He is pleased with you, doing something of ibadah which He is pleased with, and to resurrect you in that state. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the shade of His arsh on a day when there will be no shade except His shade. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that you meet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his hawd in a state where Allah is pleased with you, that you greet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns your greeting, and you receive the water of Al-Kawthar from the blessed hand of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to decree that you cross the sirat in the hifz and aman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and enter Jannatul Firdaus. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكوننا من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين يا رب العالمين يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدو يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة